Hello and welcome to the broadcast. This is a ministry of North Hartford Baptist Church in Jarrettsville, Maryland. Visit us online at northhartford.org.
Our weekly devotion is section 4 of a gospel primer, My Daily Protection. As long as I am inside the gospel, I experience all the protection I need from the powers of evil that rage against me. I love that sentence. The gospel is a sufficient protection. In summary for saying that, Christ and His power and His salvation and His presence is all we need. It is for this reason that the Bible tells me to take up and put on the whole armor of God. That comes from Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And it comes from Ephesians 6, earlier in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And we know we need to do that. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not a worldly battle that we're fighting, even though we're in the world fighting that battle. But the nature of the battle is spiritual, and that's what he says. It's against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Back up into the main body. Translated literally from the Greek, they are the salvation, the justification, truth. These are the armor. Truth. The gospel of peace, the faith, and the word of God. What are all these expressions but various ways of describing the gospel? Therefore, if I wish to stand victorious in Jesus, I must do as the songwriter suggests and put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. That's from Stand Up for Jesus. That God would tell me to take up and put on this gospel armor alerts me to the fact that I do not automatically come into each day protected by the gospel. Now that's a profound and profoundly practical point. In fact, these commands imply that I'm vulnerable to defeat and injury unless I seize upon the gospel and arm myself with it from head to toe. And what better way is there to do this than to preach the gospel to myself and to make it the obsession of my heart throughout each day? Boy, I love that phrase. Make the gospel the obsession of my heart. And remember, the gospel is God's revelation of himself to us. It's his merciful revelation of himself to us through Christ and in the Spirit. So the gospel is not just an idea. It's a shorthand way. It means good news, right? It's a shorthand way of referring to what God has revealed to us and done for us and given to us and promised us in Christ, in the person of His Son, mediated to us through Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I love the practical direction of this book. I love the practical direction and emphasis of this section in particular, that we do not wake up each day automatically armed and clothed and protected in the spiritual armor, the armor of God. It's something that we must do in faith, we must do through prayer, and we must be diligent to do this. And being aware of our weakness, being aware of our native sinfulness is so important for the child of God, because those are the things that will cause us to look to God for His grace. Those are the things that will cause us to lean upon God for His power. Those are the things that will cause us to cry out to God for help. And the way that help is made available to us is through the gospel of Jesus Christ.